as I've said before, there are no such thing as new days. New days never come. Because as soon as you come to that new day, you're still now. Now is always. And so in one form or another, now will always be the dominant condition you find yourself in. But what is in this now with you? Now that's another issue. Because you can look ahead and you can think, oh, I think things will get better. I think things will be worse. You can look behind and say, oh, it's better than it used to be. And you can look back and say, I'm this way because of that. But the fact is that now is always. No matter how you construct it, no matter how you mess with it, no matter how you rearrange it, no matter how you try to play with that idea, the idea that there is a new day, that there is a tomorrow, there is no such thing. It's a concept that we have about it. It's a construct. Tomorrow never comes. It just doesn't. You just meet a new now. Because now is always new. And if you retain things from nows that have gone, and you drag that along with you, you know, it reminds me of having a fishing line that has so many hooks on it that you can't reel it in. You know, we used to go out fishing with my dad, and sometimes we'd bait just all these hooks. You know, you drop it way down, and you hope you get four or five fish. And sometimes it's like, oh, my goodness. You're just, you know, you're reeling for hours because you have so many fish on the line. You have five, six fish on the line. But I'm saying that, you know, the more hooks you have into the now, the more it drags you. And it keeps you from experiencing the new now that's coming in, the fresh now. The now that is this now.